Sure, Jason. I actually spoke to one in person maybe 4 weeks ago. Long time CIO of a major provider on the East Coast, and truly has been trying to maintain his CapEx spend and try to only use the cloud environment for DR backup. That's it. So here's what I would tell you. The top objection that I continue to run into with a provider CIO is a legacy of being able to touch and feel, if that makes sense, touch and feel his or her data as well as infrastructure. Kind of the concept around trust but verify. That provider CIO persona, if you will, really loves that he or she can walk inside of his own room and realize that he has access to who has access to that room. So he has, you know, data center or kind of identity and access management just by line of sight and probably security protocol. He or she still likes that it's a known entity in regards to how to access all of the data points and that all of the employees are running through their hopefully rigorous process around security and access management protocol. So the vast majority of those conversations, a cloud provider has to overcome them by really explaining or even in many cases showing things like proof of of security protocols around SOC 2 or around high trust or around high tech, those kind of things, to actually show them that, guess what, perhaps that service provider is actually even more rigorous because they have to be even more highly regulated because they're supporting multiple providers. And I would say that that is by far the first one that I see, is that they're used to being able to touch and feel, and it's a career change for that individual, myself included, by the way, as I ran my own data centers for years. The second one is really around being able to control cost centers, if that makes sense. What I have seen in many cases as a provider CIO is that they have shadow IT inside of their provider organizations. They have marketing departments and patient advocacy departments and all kinds of different departments that are utilizing resources inside of a cloud, and it's very, very difficult for that CIO to get their head and hands wrapped around all of the ancillary services and how easy it is to spin up, spin down resources from that, let's say that, you know, that shadow IT organization inside of the provider that actually doesn't want to wait for that, you know, that CIO and that internal IT staff to get their resources. So they get frustrated and they go sign their own BAA and all of a sudden they're in the cloud. That drives the provider CIO crazy. So I would tell you that the second reason really is that the CIO not having a purview into what is going on inside of their provider organization as a whole is definitely something, or I guess the easiest way to say is control, is definitely something that I've seen a provider CIO show concern with today. The third and final one that comes to my brain at the moment is really around continuing to have a staff of experts that understand their full stack. You know, the vast majority of provider CIOs have long-standing IT staff that understand the clinical application. Maybe they've, you know, worked with NextGen or their EMR for 15 years, and truly they understand the tenets of how that data structure looks, how that data structure works, when it needs to scale up, when it needs to scale down, and the legacy tenets of that staffing organization. Been very challenging for a provider to CIO to understand that those exact skills are still needed at the application level, even if they move to cloud. And that has been a hurdle to overcome as well, Jason.